This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها قالت. The hadith tonight, collection of Imam Bukhari narrated to us by Umm Salama. And the theme that I'm going to just maybe for another few khawatir cover just the etiquettes of salah. I still have a few more. The goal is to put them into a playlist and then get maybe some turn it into some form of competition for the younger generation to memorize and then to learn, so that we have like a good understanding of what the etiquettes of salah actually are. Whether we're talking about etiquettes inside salah, before or after, because all of these things add up in terms of the quality of the prayer and the ajr that you get at the end of it. And this is a very important one. This is what Umm Salama said. قالت كان عليه السلام صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا محمد كان عليه السلام إذا سلم حين يقضي تسليمه يقوم النساء ويمكث هو يسيرا. فقال الإمام البخاري ولا نراه كان يفعل ذلك إلا لينصرف النساء قبل انصراف الرجال. So, and this is I'm going to narrate two hadith, but this is the first one. So, what Umm Salama tells us is that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he prayed, after he performed his taslim, yeah, the ladies would leave, and he would stay in his spot with the men afterwards. And Imam Bukhari would say, and we don't see that he did this except to allow for the sisters to leave the masjid before the brothers got up. Now, my point here is not that I need that to happen, because that's not what actually I want. This is not the point of this khatira at all. The point of this khatira is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his masjid recognized that there was a certain dynamic of how people came in and how people left. And understanding that dynamic, alayhi salatu wasalam had a little of a system to allow people to move in and out of the masjid safely. The point is that people are able to move in a masjid and out of a masjid in a safe manner. So in their situation, in their context, where it was very dark after Isha and there was very few lights, and the way the masjid was open, it was out from behind, the Prophet ﷺ, after taslim, would stay in his spot for a little bit to allow the sisters time to take the children and then leave the masjid, so that the brothers could follow and they're not having ikhtilat outside and women aren't surrounded by men they don't know and it's very dark, so that wouldn't happen. Now for us, it's not the same thing. I don't need that to happen. I don't need to sit here and talk to the guys while the sisters leave, because we have halaqat afterwards. Sometimes the sisters have halaqat and the guys have to get out. So it's not always the same thing. But the point that he made with this, alayhi salatu wasalam, is that he figured out for his masjid, for his ummah and for the people he was teaching, a system that allowed for safety and for easy access. And that's what is important for us to realize. When we are coming into the masjid and leaving the masjid and situating ourselves in the masjid, that we are making sure that everyone feels safe. So a man coming into the men should not be hanging out like in the middle of the lobby where sisters are trying to get around them so they can get out the door. There's only one door. The doors are right beside each other. There's only one entrance. So we shouldn't have people hanging out in the lobby making it difficult for people to enter and for people to leave. And if you're leaving the masjid and you see sisters on their way out, you give them a chance so they can get out before you, and you can get out a few minutes after they go in front of you. So it's an issue of just being conscious of those around you and what is within their best interest and their safety. Men shouldn't be sitting, for example, with their backs towards the sister. Maybe I would have this problem a couple of times throughout the year. I have someone sitting with their back to the wall and they're not facing. My beautiful face is not enough for them. This is where they look. And don't look behind. No, you don't look, but you look up front. You shouldn't be looking behind. It's very uncomfortable for the sisters who are sitting to have a man sitting and staring at them while they're praying. Your face should be up front. These details is what you have to learn from him, alayhi salatu wasalam. That, yeah, he made sure that he told the men, you sit around. And this hadith is actually repeated in Bukhari a couple of times. And Sayyidina Anas says the same thing. Sayyidina Anas said the same thing. That the Prophet, كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يمكث بعد التسليم ويمكث مع ولا ينصرف الرجال حتى ينصرفه عليه الصلاة والسلام. That the men would not move until he's left. Like when he got up to leave, then they got up to leave. He was the cue. Now, again, this is not what I'm saying that needs to happen here at all, actually. It's not even what I'm not even suggesting that. But I'm just saying that he had a system that ensured safety. It ensured security. And ensured that people felt comfortable. It's comfort. It's about being in the masjid. It's about being comfortable. That you're here, you feel that you're supported, and that you're in a place that is safe for you, and that you're able to take care of yourself and those around you. So we have to figure that out as well. For us, for example, in this setting, it's the entrance and the exit, and it's the lobby. It's keeping the flow open, making sure you're allowing the sisters in and out without having people standing in front of them. They have to tap on someone's shoulder or wait for 5 minutes until someone notices that someone wants to walk for them to move away. So these little things. No, don't sit with your, you know, facing the sisters when they're praying, face up front. These little things, and the same thing for the sisters, looking for ways to make sure that you're not crossing into the area of the men all the time. Little stuff like that to make sure that everyone in the masjid feel comfortable and feel safe. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in his masjid, he had a system that worked. And the system was that after salah, he would stay in his plot, and so would the men. They would do their tasbih, do their adhkar, do their sunnah. So the sisters had time to get out safely, get into their houses because it's dark, and then they would go afterwards. And to me, that just shows me, because you're talking about at a time where luxuries and comforts were scarce, and this was hard for him to be thinking about this, alayhi salatu wasalam, for him to tell the sahaba that we have to take care of this, to me is, this is someone who's thinking 1,000 years ahead, literally 1,000 years ahead, in terms of focusing on the needs of the people that are around him. And we, 1,400 years later, should be able to do the same, should at least to be able to recognize what's safe and comfortable and secure for everyone here, and make sure that we follow some steps to make sure that is ensured for everyone. So this is what I wanted to, this is the hadith I want to share with you. And again, when you read his hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, in many situations, when we don't have the exact same context, you have to learn to understand the lesson from it. The lesson from this is not that someone has to leave before someone else. The lesson from this is the care for people's security and people's safety, and being conscious of that when you're in the Bayt of Allah and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being aware of it. And I think that's a beautiful lesson for all of us to learn and to reflect upon. يَرْوِي الْإِمَامُ الْبُخَارِيُّ فِي صَحِيحِهِ عَنْ أُمِّ سَلَمَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ كَانَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ إِذَا صَلَّى حِينَ يُسَلِّمُ يَمْكُثُ بَعْدَ تَسْلِيمِهِ فَيَنْصَرِفُ النِّسَاءُ ثم اذا قضى انصرف معه الرجال صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين ان شاء الله the islamic max